And hello, everyone. It's the Stunt Granny Audio. This is me. I'm Jeremy. For the foreseeable future, that's Kevin DeFrango. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, until I get my name changed, I will still continue to be Kevin DeFrango.
All right, I'm glad to hear you're snapping.
To hide from the Architecture Bureau.
Yeah. Well, as long as none of your buildings collapse, it'll be fine. So. So we're here to do another show. if we wonder why it's a lackluster beginning, because, well, it was kind of a lackluster week, despite WrestleMania being 3 weeks away? 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
Four, I guess.
Let's see. One, it's two. No, three. It's actually three.
Three and a half.
Yeah, we got three Raws left. So we have three Raws and three SmackDowns left. Yeah.
I'll again mention that I'm going to one of those SmackDowns.
Yes. Oh, did you know that Daylight Savings Time was Sunday?
Oh, really?
Wow. No. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, that's awful early, isn't it?
No, not really. It's just that, I think, no, didn't they change those? Didn't they move them up and back a week or something like that? Didn't we spring back, or fall back, a week early or something this year, and we're springing forward maybe a week early?
I don't know.
I remember seeing an art, or at least I think I remember seeing an article last year that said that they were changing it to better suit more of the U.S. or something.
Yeah, good.
Started like that.
All right, good. I can use it being light out a little bit longer and walk the girls in the morning. That'll be fine. Yeah. All right. Well, since we've got that out of the way, it is 3 weeks to WrestleMania. Kevin and I were talking before we started. As I think we've mentioned, we're going to WrestleMania. You, me, Eric, and whoever else. I've said her name on the show. Yeah, and Elisa's going. Sorry, I couldn't remember if I'd mentioned her on the show or not. So we're going. We're going to be in there Friday. So if anyone who listens to the show that knows us and would like to buy us drinks after or something, let us know.
When we went down to Orlando, we met up with Captain Evers, who lived there, which was fun.
We lived around there.
He did insult me by thinking that I was much taller than I really was.
And he seemed to be, he was kind of surprised. But he said that he wasn't surprised, but we're kind of a hard group to get in between, if that makes any sense. So, it's, you know. It was fun, though. Chris is a really good guy. So, and his lovely wife, whose name I don't remember, and I hope they're still married, because that would be really, really bad.
I think that was the thing, is that he brought a friend or two, didn't he, also? So it was kind of like the four of us paired off, and, we didn't talk to them maybe as much as we should have.
I think we did. I think we did a fine job, you know.
I thought that's what you were getting at, so that's where I went.
I think we did a good job, but it's just like, you know, it takes a little bit to... You can listen to the show, but it doesn't mean... Well, we do kind of act the same way when this thing isn't recording, huh? I don't know.
For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. I mean, I may actually be more psycho than I am on these shows, so... So take it or leave it, I guess, but... anyways, if anyone's going, let us know. It'd be fun to meet any one of the 500 people that listens to these shows. But in case you have that, you know, that hole in your schedule for WrestleMania weekend, because you've got Ring of Honor Friday night, starting Thursday. This is something we could have talked about. Roddy Piper is actually going to be doing stand-up comedy in Atlanta. Thursday and Saturday, because some guy, Gabriel Iglesias, some fat dude. I mean, some fat Mexican guy. I've never heard of the guy before. So he took over Friday night, which I guess is a pretty big night for comedy. Friday, Saturday shows, I always suppose.
Yeah, I mean, Friday is usually a bigger than the two. Well, Friday and Saturday are big, so it is kind of weird to have someone in between. Like, if they're playing Thursday, they usually play the whole weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the other thing. Usually it's the whole weekend. So it would be, if there's a date Thursday at least, you know, it would be Friday, Saturday, maybe a Sunday, but like early show Sunday. But
yeah, Sunday sounds kind of optional.
Yeah, what a weird night that'd be.
Well, I did that with... Oh, but I went to go see Bill Burr.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, okay. I was trying to look up Roddy Piper info while we were just farting around here.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, he's going to be... Roddy Piper's actually going to be at the Punchline Comedy Club March 31st and April 2nd of WrestleMania weekend, which... If we were getting in Thursday, I'd say, yeah, we're going to one. We're going Thursday night, just because we might as well. But the problem with the Saturday show is that it takes place at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a bit too early in the evening.
Yeah, it's in direct competition with the WWE's Hall of Fame ceremony. Now, I mean, I guess that's got to be the only reason he's doing shows there, because I know he's supposed to be at the Hall of Fame as well. Even though he says he's not, I mean, they pretty much have him on the list. He's supposed to be there. So, it kind of sucks, because I think that'd actually be kind of an interesting thing, because from reviews of his previous shows, he actually talks about, like, you know, life on the road as a wrestler, the stories, whatnot. Any sort of that nonsense. And with his crazy ass, that'd actually be fun to hear it, like, straight from the horse's mouth. Whether true or not, who cares? But it'd still be fun to listen to.
Yeah, they can't be more exaggerated than anything that comes out of the Iron Sheik's mouth.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you've at least got to be at least more credible than him.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Who is introducing... Ugh, what am I doing? Who's inducting Hacksaw Jim Duggan into the Hall of Fame? Did they announce that yet?
Is that Piper, actually?
That's what I was thinking. Okay, I guess I'll look that up, too. But so anyways, yeah, Piper's going to be there. From everything I've heard, this, I mean, we're not getting any advertising revenue out of this, but it sounded like it was supposed to be a pretty good show. So there you go. But what I was gonna talk to you and Eric about was, that Friday before WrestleMania, Kevin Nash is throwing a party at the Sutra Lounge, and tickets go on sale Monday. That's this coming Monday. They are $79 for VIP tickets and $29 for general admission. I don't know what the VIP gets you, but if you get to actually go to a party and hang out with Kevin Nash drinking all night, I'm almost positive that's worth the $80.
Yeah, that would be kind of crazy. Man, what night is that? I'm sorry, I was...
It's Friday of WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, okay. It doesn't list... who Hacksaw is having induct him.
Nah.
It says meet Hacksaw. Meet Bullet Bob, meet Sonny.
Yeah, okay.
That was amusing one that I don't know if you heard Fez mention that he didn't think Hacksaw was worth inducting into the WWE Hall of Fame.
I think an argument could be made against Hacksaw. Sure.
Yeah, but I think there could also be worse candidates to come up with.
What, like Coco Beware?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I liked Coco when I was a kid, Hacksaw was around... Well, no, he wasn't around longer, was he?
I would say, in WWF time, yeah, he was around, I believe, Doug... I don't know if he was around longer, but he was definitely around... in a more important role. Because Coco Beware sucks a dick. There's no reason he should be, even in a fake Hall of Fame, there's no reason he should be in the Hall of Fame of anything
Yeah, and no matter what you do, did Duggan, he won the first King of the Ring.
Yes. No.
Well, the first
Royal
tournament.
Rumble. Royal Rumble he won.
Did he just win the kingship from the Macho Man?
No, he won that from Harley Race, I believe. And then he lost it to Randy Savage.
Okay.
And then Haku suddenly became king. I know I'm missing a step there somewhere.
Yeah, no. Now that you say that, I'm like, oh, shit, okay. Yep, he's right. Or at least closer to right than I was.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, yeah, he definitely was in a more prominent role. So I don't know. I guess I don't have that much of a problem with it. I suppose you can make an argument against him, but... If you can still get a huge pop and still get the sheep to chant USA when you come out, even now when you're an old dude, you did something right.
And also, if you go to an arena to see a show, there's two things you always hear. One is Ric Flair's woo, and the other is Hacksaw Jim Duggan's ho.
Yeah. So, and oh!
I think that alone merits some sort of recognition.
Yeah, and my buddy Sean, who occasionally watches with me, he was head over heels for the fact that we got to see Hacksaw Jim Duggan wrestle when we went up to the Wrestlelution last year.
Really?
For Pro Wrestling Ohio. Oh, yeah, he's like, dude, I've got to meet Hacksaw. Like, he was gung-ho about it.
Jesus Christ.
Because, he watched when we were kids, and,
I guess. I don't know. At least you know you get some fine weed from Hacksaw, so you can look at it that way.
Yeah, no, I do believe that one of his places that he got caught for that was in Altoona.
Where him and the Sheik got caught?
If it wasn't in Altoona, it was somewhere around the area because it was on the local news before the event.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Well. All right. The other thing. Since they don't have someone inducting Hacksaw yet, and I told Eric this, it has to be the Iron Sheik. They got more mileage just from those two. And then it turned into the Russians. And then, Hacksaw went after, lost to Randy Savage, but then went after Sergeant Slaughter. So he always had, that patriotic gimmick going, and that he owes it all to being in a feud with the Iron Sheik to begin with. Sheik and Volkov. And I'm speaking strictly WWF terms, so.
Okay. Yeah, no, they're not saying.
Yeah.
I even went into his bio, and they went into more, plus, come on, the dude made it through cancer and started wrestling again.
I forgot about that. Yeah, but Kevin, he did betray us all in WCW by joining the Canadians.
Let's just pretend that never happened.
And he found the TV title in the garbage can. Wow. Just because a dude looks like a janitor doesn't mean you had to treat him like one. All right, give him that character. Jesus.
Man.
Yeah, anyways, going back to Kevin Nash, I totally forgot about this. All right, here this is from the site, and I'll link it, too. This is what it says. You must be 21 of age or older, unless you're a female, I'm sure he won't care. I know he's married, but whatever. All right. It says, ticket holders will have the ability to meet Kevin Nash, get an autograph by Kevin Nash, and get your picture taken with Kevin Nash. Now, most importantly, you'll get to hang out and actually party with the big man as well! This isn't your typical wrestling convention with tables, lines, and a lot of waiting for little results. This is your opportunity to hang out, mingle, and drink with hundreds of wrestling fans. Ugh. And one of the most influential superstars in wrestling history. Okay, now I want to go just to hang out with and do shots with him, all right? I have no interest other than the two of you to hang out with any other wrestling fan at this thing. I mean, unless we see, old friends or something, which is highly unlikely, but...
Oh, man, come on. You don't think Bruce Hardy will be there?
there's... Just giddy.
Would I be excited.
And he's got, my hair now, but he's still, wearing the... He's trying to wear the same shirt, but it's just way too tight. He hasn't done anything to take care of himself.
His tits are starting to sag like Ric Flair's.
Starting to. Please. That's what the shirt was holding up. Ugh. Yeah. But yeah, so there's 50 tickets for the VIP are available, only 50. You get in the door an hour earlier than regular ticket holders. More FaceTime with Kevin Nash. Guaranteed Nash autograph. A second autograph optional as well. Guaranteed picture with him. And we get our own specific VIP section. Now, there are premier tickets. You get in the door at 8. You're guaranteed a Nash autograph. Possible picture with Kevin Nash. No guarantee. That's so fucking awesome.
How many people does this place fit?
I don't know. So I'm trying to look it up real quick. I just saw this as we were going to air, so I didn't think. I'm gonna try to find the website for it. But if I was guaranteed that you get to hang out with him and he wouldn't act like a total douchebag to you, which he has every right to treat you like a piece of shit for doing this.
I just suckered you into spending $80. Fuck off.
Yes, exactly. Idiot. No, Sutra Lounge, ATL.com. All right. But yeah. Oh, wow. This. Ooh. Uh-oh.
You got music in the intro, huh? What just happened?
That's from the site. I got my microphone up to it. Yeah, girl. It's a musical interlude. You should see, I am actually hopping back and forth with this. Okay, so anyways.
Well, I hope that came across because... It was a little skippy on my end.
Oh, really? I really hope that came across. They are actually advertising on the... God damn, I got to shut this thing off. Hang on a sec. Fucking idiots. Okay.
The last part just came in very clear, so we got a good idea of the music.
All right. Yeah. See, this is the best part. On here, it says WrestleMania 27 will be in Atlanta. 3-3. All right, blah, blah, blah. Sutra Lounge will be hosting a special meet-and-greet party with wrestling... Okay, well, so wait a minute. Is it a meet-and-greet, or do you get to sit there and drink with him? I mean, I will say this. I have no interest in going to this and go, hey, Kevin, and then just getting passed along.
Yeah, no, you're more interested in seeing if one of us can drink him under the table.
Yeah, which
and,
is going to be impossible, but... okay, so I'm looking on their site. They have a dress code, so, all right.
Oh.
Dress to impress. So there's one strike. No baseball hats, so you're in trouble. no jerseys. Now, how do you spell jerseys?
J-E-R-S-E-Y.
Okay, but plural is...
Oh, with an S.
Okay, they have it spelled J-E-R-S-I-E-S.
Yeah, I don't think that's... I'm pretty sure that's incorrect.
Yeah. It says no athletic attire. So does that include wrestling t-shirts and giant bellies?
Yeah, I was going to say, is anybody going to be allowed in there? Do they know what wrestling fans are?
I want to see Kevin Nash. I marked it hard for you at the Royal Rumble. Okay, well, this dude's here in just, like, basically what I wear, a black t-shirt and jeans. Of course, he's drinking Bud Light, so fuck him. dude, they have got, like... all right, hang on. I keep forgetting I can just link you these things. I know we're spending way too much time on this, but who cares? We're going to talk about Shelton Benjamin's dark match. Who gives a shit? Go to the pictures. Some of these pictures are kind of fun. And it looks like very easily taggable women as well.
Yeah, they're going to be interested in the guys.
No, wait a minute. You didn't take the obvious route on that one? Like, there's going to be any women there anyways? Jesus.
Oh, my
are you fucking
God.
Kidding?
I've got to shut this music off.
No, just get into it, man.
No, I can't hear you. It's coming through my headset.
See, mine was coming through on the speakers on my laptop here, so... Dude, they had a party called Girls Gone White. This should be really awesome. Let's see.
This place does look kind of big. I wonder if they have occupancy.
What? Well, why would they have a party called Girls Gone White and have black people there? That doesn't make any sense.
They're supposed to dance like white women?
Well, no, I guess you can have, like, black chicks there, but, all right, now there's a black guy. So that doesn't make any sense. I thought this was, like, the movement to steal all the white women back.
Okay, that's just the friends. What the fuck?
I like how the show's...
Yeah, Girls Gone White.
Yeah.
Myth Fridays, Karma.
Myth Fridays? I didn't see that one. Wait a minute. Let's see. Bombs. I wonder if this is the black is slimming.
Oh, that's too bad. They don't have anything past February the 26th. Oh, these are just picture galleries.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this? Okay.
What does Myth Friday mean? Oh, that was...
Oh, my Lord! Dance Floor 1 or Dance Floor 2, 350?
Where's that? Dance Floor 1.
Oh, my Lord!
What am I missing here?
Reservations.
Oh, okay.
Is this a strip club, too?
Oh, really? Well, I think we know where we're going Friday.
There's a dance.
There's a den of sin?
There's a den of sin. They have a Casbah. You've got to drop a grand. Free entry for 30 people.
Well, hey, we all get paid the week before we go. I say we pull our money back.
Entire back VIP. What the?
So, okay. So we get a den of sin. I just like that because of the name. Free entry for 12 people. We only got four, so that works. One premium bottle of what? Champagne? I'm low class. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I wonder if they would let the fedora in. They said no ball caps, but I wonder if the fedora is okay.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about baseball hats. It only said baseball hats. You should be all right. You can just say you're our chauffeur. and then you get three carafes of shooters. All right.
Wow. Yeah, no, we've definitely got... Oh, Mardi Gras edition. Outstanding.
I think it'd be titties in the Mardi Gras once. Who cares? I'm still going to look anyways, but... You
know. Yeah, hey, I don't care.
Hey, man, paparazzi with specials Jaden Cole. She just sounds like a stripper or a porn star.
Oh, I just... Fuck off. Okay, yeah. Since I was a big dork and I was looking for occupancy listing, I'll have to check on that sometime later. But that place, I bet you, is kind of big.
Yeah, Jaden Nicole is a porn star, by the way. So,
wow, there might be some upsides to that place. And it sounds like we're getting it cheap for throwing in $80.
Yeah, no shit. Wow, Jaden Cole's pretty good looking.
Yeah, I don't think Eric would be allowed in.
Why?
I don't know if his woman would allow that.
Not like she listens, so just don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut, dummy. So, sorry, I'm lost looking at pictures of this Jaden Cole chick now. Wow. Okay, I gotta shut this off. You're gonna lose me here. No, she's not. That's for sure. Okay, I'm going to write her name down for later. Jaden Cole. Okay, so anyways, so since we've done all the research for you, Kevin Nash is throwing a party. We'll put all these links up on the whatever. So
in the write-up.
All right, so let's talk some actual wrestling now.
Yeah, it's not supposed to go 40 minutes.
Jesus Christ, man.
No, yeah. we did waste a lot of time at the beginning. I think we only did a half an hour.
About 20 minutes in, so we've wasted the first 20 minutes of this show. So, darn.
No, it's not wasted. We just need to expand our content. That'll bring in more viewers.
Yes. Well, we've got better tasteful gay jokes. We did receive a couple. So just to follow through on the gimmick, here are some examples of tasteful gay jokes. Because remember, we asked for them at the end of last week's show. All right, this person... JR sent in, "Hey man, your dick tastes like shit." Well, of course, silly. So, rim shot. yeah. This was sent in by Dusty G from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. It says, two gays walk into a bar. Wade Keller is humorless. Okay, not so much of a joke. More of a statement, if anything. Loyal listener Jeff Brown sent in. And his, I don't know why he says this, but it says, all right, jerks, you want a gay joke. Now, we specifically said tasteful gay jokes. Okay? Not just a gay joke. I mean, those are easy. We want high class. Jeff sends in, gay guy walks into a bar and asks for a beer. Bartender yells, get out, we don't serve faggots. That's not really what we were looking for, but... Well, I mean, it's exactly what we were looking for. Because there's no such thing as a tasteful gay joke. But they're all funny. God.
Oh, man. Okay.
So there's that. So thank you for those three for participating. Jesus. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, we'll have to come up with a gimmick to like come up with some other joke next week. So, but let's get into some actual wrestling talk for the remaining 20 minutes of the show. All right. One thing I think we need to talk about goes back to last week a little bit, and it's Triple H, The Undertaker, WrestleMania match. I don't know how you recover talking about Kevin Nash and partying by himself, tasteful gay jokes, and then, all right, let's get serious all of a sudden, with a match between Triple H and The Undertaker. Jesus Christ. A guy that spits water as he enters the ring. So...
You're not the last outlaw. I'm the last outlaw.
Okay, yeah, let's start right there. That Johnny Cash song is perfectly fine, okay? It was taken from the end of his, you know, the American recordings. That does not inspire fear or awe at all when The Undertaker comes down to the ring.
No.
So it, nope. it effectively kills... like any sort of mystery or air or whatever. It's just like, oh, this guy's walking down to the ring to Johnny Cash.
Yeah, okay. Plus Johnny Cash might have been an outlaw, but he just kind of seemed to be going with it and in the mainstream for the most part there near the end.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you go that route, you would at least want to go Willie Nelson or something.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine him... I'm trying to think of what were like some popular Willie Nelson songs besides the All the Girls I Loved Before, because Undertaker would sound like a fucking idiot walking down to that song. Dude, can you name a Willie Nelson song?
No.
Wow, I can't either.
I don't listen to country music outside of Johnny Cash, so.
Wow, that's sad.
I don't even really count him as country music.
Yeah, well, his early stuff, I guess, but... So anyways, yeah. there's that. But yeah, no, to me, it just kills the mystique. When you think Undertaker, as dumb as this is going to sound, you think first of American Badass by Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Or you think about, you know, whatever the name of his song is called.
Yeah, the bell toll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't... I mean, you don't think of nearly dead Johnny Cash singing a song that is, you know, decent, whatever you want to call it, but it doesn't fit. You don't get that presence of, oh my God, this guy's a badass and kind of scary on another level sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I can't disagree with you at all.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, and there's no need to change the music. You can still be the last outlaw and to be whatever you want.
Yeah.
But
just not fearful.
Right. All right. So anyways, so Taker comes out, talks about Triple H. Triple H comes out, and we're condensing the last 2 weeks of Raw and SmackDown. All right. Triple H comes out. He talks. Undertaker comes out this week, talks about how it's going to be no holds barred, no count outs, no disqualification. You know, same thing as him and Michaels match from last year.
Except they didn't call it No Holds Barred last year.
Yeah, well. But then, yeah, there must be a winner. That's how they got around that.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't they say a lot of discretion would be allowed or something like that? Like, they never said the words No Holds Barred.
Yeah. Which doesn't make any sense anyways, but all right.
Yeah.
So, and I guess that means he can put on the, the choke.
Zeus mask?
Hell's Gates. Zeus mask. No, he can put on the Hell's Gates finisher if he wants, since, you know, it's supposedly banned or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So, the triangle choke, that's it. What do you think about this whole build-up? We'll put the other part into it in a second.
Yeah, like, to me, I just can't personally buy it. Because if they didn't have Shawn Michaels end it, and now even Triple H is saying stuff about him being the greatest and whatnot, or Shawn Michaels is the greatest, like, how is Triple H gonna beat the greatest guy that didn't beat the guy?
Yeah. Well,
twice in a row, like, and essentially the same type of match. I know that they're trying to make it a big deal that it's No Holds Barred, but
yeah.
I don't buy it. But they're doing their best. But to me, the only person that's really sold it well has been Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, well, that's part of the spoilers for. This week's SmackDown, Triple H actually shows up on the show and explains why he can beat him and when Shawn Michaels couldn't.
Yeah, because Michaels honing in on his sadistic side,
mm-hmm.
I think was the only thing that you can really harp on that gives him a different footing than HBK. That, and I mean, he could say that he matches up better size-wise, but I'm not sure they'd ever, you know, really go that route, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they very rarely bring that up. The Big Show seems to be, Big Show and Kane, of all people, seem to be the two guys, well, now Ezekiel Jackson, that they mention how big they are. Like, make a point of saying it. So when you're, or Mark Henry, I guess, but when you're, so when, like, two guys get stacked up with one another, they make mention of how big those two guys actually are. Or the size difference, I should say.
So. Right. Yeah, so I don't, that's really the only side, and they definitely have, like, I mean, basically, since Shawn Michaels had come back there, he was a good guy, except for some, you know, slight heel turns, or just the acting like the bad guy for the Undertaker matches. You know, he was a good guy, so you didn't expect the sadistic side. Well, Triple H has been back and forth enough, and he still uses the he still used the sledgehammer even when he was a good guy. So, you know, that is a selling point that that they really do need to exploit, because it's the only one I think they have that they'll use in their arsenal.
Yeah, and especially with it now saying there's no holds barred or no disqualification and whatnot, that'll obviously help. So, now you wanted to bring up the effectiveness of Shawn Michaels in the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I just said, dude.
Well, no, but I mean, go with a little bit more. I mean, were you talking strictly like what Shawn Michaels, you know, Shawn Michaels couldn't do? But then what he brings, like, in the video packages and whatnot, that's what I was getting at.
Oh, I just think he brought... They almost seem cartoony in what they're talking about, because it's the whole Last Outlaw and King of Kings. Like, they've almost made more out of their own nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not kind of selling themselves. But Michaels hasn't really mentioned either of their, you know, monikers, really. Like, I'm sure he said them, but he definitely hasn't emphasized them in either of his sit-down interviews. Because he basically did Undertaker last week and more or less stuck to Triple H this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a mix of both of them, but I think they've been, more heavy, you know, in that order.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. No, I'm with him.
I think that he's just been the best simply because so far he's been the only one to point out any real difference. Like, the Undertaker's promos haven't been terrible or anything like that, but they also haven't been very good.
Oh, yeah. No, Undertaker's promos aren't selling anything. So.
Yeah, and people are still holding up 19-0 signs or whatever the hell it is at this point. So.
Yeah. The one thing I thought was funny, well, not funny, but. starting to read. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase it.
Okay.
Starting to read where some people are thinking that all this Shawn Michaels talk is actually leading up to him returning and somehow getting interfering in the match.
Wasn't he supposed to be special guest referee?
I don't think so.
No, didn't we see that on that fake WrestleMania card?
You know what? I don't remember.
That made
God,
up,
that'd be awful if it was a case, though. I don't remember. So I don't even remember what I said. But I can't imagine them having another. I mean, you already got Austin as the special referee. Why the hell do you need something like to add even more drama, whatever you want to call it, into the. Not drama, but even more confusion. I mean.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, and really, wouldn't it also just be not. By having a special referee, wouldn't that kind of taint any sort of victory, you know, established with this whole thing?
Yeah.
If that was the case. So, I mean. Yeah. But. No, I personally like the Shawn Michaels thing. I'm with you. And if he keeps focusing on one guy over the other, pointing out what a lot of people forget with Triple H is what you even pointed out, how many times he's turned heel, even on his supposed best friend and this and that. It does sell the idea that, like, you know, this is Triple H's one shot, I guess. It does make it somewhat legit. Where, you know, it's failed in other respects. I don't know. Maybe for the kids who cheer for John Cena, maybe they'll expect Triple H to actually, you know, to beat Undertaker. Like, maybe we're the wrong audience to be convinced that Triple H will win.
And that's why I said that I'm not buying it, but. Triple H really is one of those guys that you can credibly say he might be able to beat him. You know, like, I just don't think there are a whole lot of guys after that. Cena would be a guy that could take on Undertaker, and you'd believe that he might be able to beat him. And maybe if Taker was around that long, Orton, down the road, like, I'd definitely wait on him longer.
No, but, did Orton and Undertaker have a match at WrestleMania, or was that SummerSlam?
And that's the other thing I was trying to remember, is whether that was at WrestleMania or SummerSlam.
I think there was a WrestleMania, and then I think there was a rematch at SummerSlam where he beat him, if I remember this right. Because there was talk of Undertaker, possibly letting Randy Orton beat him, since Orton was on the rise back then. But this is when he was still, like, a total attitude problem behind the scenes. Okay, I kind of remember this now. But, you know, I think it's a foregone conclusion. Undertaker wins, obviously.
Yeah.
But the hype, at least, the hype's living up. It's doing all right so far. Not too much to complain about, at least.
Yeah, no. It's not terrible, but it's, like I said, it's hard for me to buy into because I just know that the Undertaker's going to win and there's
right.
just... Not if there's a match that I have zero doubt in my mind of what's going to happen, it's that one.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you put it like that, because I think another match that, to me, is starting to become a no-brainer, just the way it's working out. John Cena and The Miz, which has got to be the weirdest build-up for any WrestleMania main event ever. neither guy's talking. I mean, Miz is talking about him, but Cena's not talking about the Miz at all.
Well, the Miz still, he's almost as fixated on The Rock as Cena is. So that's been the other thing that's made it kind of weird. Like, I mean, I know Miz assaulted Cena.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he still had to, both of his promos, he's been splitting time between criticizing The Rock and Cena. So, like, even with him, like, he's not even fully helping to hype his own match because he's got a bitch about two other people who are bitching at each other.
Yeah. But at least the focus, though, of his attacks, I just realized Alex Riley's been gone, the focus of his attacks, though, have been pretty, you know, focused on verbally. Cena. He mentions The Rock and he mentions Cena at the same time, where John Cena's not mentioning The Miz one bit.
He mentioned him, I think, in that first promo, but then said that he was moving on to bigger things or something like that. But yeah, no, he hasn't really mentioned him at all. And I mean, I guess I don't know if word this? I guess I don't know if it's an entirely bad thing, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's a great thing, because you know what the match is, and I don't know, some of these things get a little old if they have them go from week to week to week, like, almost holding off having them really go at each other is not that bad of a thing. Like, there are only so many different tag matches I can see with John Cena and The Miz.
Yeah.
That I haven't seen already, too. When was it? It wasn't SummerSlam last year, but it was the SummerSlam before that. Wasn't it that The Miz just got bitched around by Cena the first time around?
Yeah. Yeah, it was something like that.
So, yeah, he kind of has a solid reason to say that he's not concerned about The Miz.
Okay.
You know, if you look at it historically, I guess, whether you liked what he did to The Miz at that point or not,
yeah,
he did indeed whoop his ass quite thoroughly.
But shouldn't... being the biggest show of the year, I mean, that is what it is. I mean, that's not hyperbole.
Well, yeah.
I know The Rock's there, and The Rock, I mean, I guess if you want to look at it, Rock kind of started it because he called out Cena and whatever else when he shouldn't really. But shouldn't Cena go, you know what, Rock, I'll get to you later. Instead of, you know, doing these which we'll get into in a second, these disgustingly bad rap whatever with a guy that's not wrestling. He's not wrestling. He's not a guest of enforcer, referee, commissioner. He's the host. Essentially, he's the guy that's just going to come out and go, hey, thanks for ordering, or WrestleMania, or welcome to WrestleMania, whatnot. If you really grind it down to what The Rock's doing, he's Kathy Lee Gifford, or Regis, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah, no, he isn't. Well, what did it? Oh, yeah, Miz called him Ryan Seacrest, which, yeah, he's really what he is. Hopefully the attack this week on Cena will get him to go in that direction now. Like, I guess that's why I was talking about the timing thing. Like, having him kind of spar more with Rock these first 2 weeks is okay, but they've really got to kind of throw the hammer down these last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and I guess that's why I was talking about that excessive stuff. It's just like, you know, maybe this won't be so bad if they hold it off.
Yeah, and we get a little bit of a taste of that on SmackDown this week too, which is good. With Cena coming out and calling Miz out, talking about The Miz at least. It's just a weird build. It's like you wouldn't have Hulk Hogan talking about Ted DiBiase when he's taking on the Ultimate Warrior.
If you want
to go real simple with that.
Yeah, no. It's definitely not conventional. And I think it kind of goes back to one of those problems that we talked about early on, is that they felt like they needed something for this card.
Well, no shit. I mean, if there's...
you know, I still think that's the biggest problem, is I don't think they feel like The Miz is that ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're definitely going to keep him up there, but I don't think they're ready to... The full stamp of approval is on him yet.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
Or Del Rio. So they're like, well, no, we got to have another big name kind of do something in here.
Well, I'm honestly, that Del Rio Edge match, we're not going to get off subject. I'll say it real quick. Del Rio Edge match needs someone like Christian in that match to add something else to it, because that doesn't stimulate it all yet. But we'll talk about that another. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Now, so we're still talking about Cena. Okay, you know, I'm gonna preface it like this. You know, I don't like John Cena at all. Was his Monday night, was his rebuttal to The Rock as bad as it looked or sounded? Or is it just me going, my God, this guy sucks?
I don't know, because I've also always been on the other side of the fence where you guys have really hated him, and I've kind of been, you know, and I liked the fact that he realized he got under Rock's skin by answering in a rap, and he decided, well, okay, if that's what he really doesn't like, then I'll fucking do it again. Like, he's, like, intentionally just trying to piss him off even more. Like, I kind of like that aspect to it, and he always has the trump card. Like, Rock said he's never going to leave, and then... he's gone for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, never is never. Like, I don't understand. Never say never again. Like, didn't James Bond teach us what never meant a long time ago when Timothy Dalton was around?
Yeah, well.
But I do end up agreeing with you, like, that... Actually, I have 2 points. Shit, I almost forgot about it, because I did it... No. I forgot about my in my PWO article, and I'll connect into that in a second, I guess. I had that little part. I didn't mind the response for the most part, but going off of your article about mentioning that that he used too many props...
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he just would have brought the T-shirt, it probably would have been fine. I'm like, why does any guy, unless you're Wade Keller, want to give another guy a pearl necklace?
Oh, come on, man. Oh, my God. Wade's never done anything to us. Oh, that goes back to how there's no tasteful gay jokes. I get it. See?
Ugh. Exactly.
Anyways, go ahead. I think we've run that into the ground. I think everyone should get it by now. So,
yeah. But yeah, like the problem with the props is also to me a problem that comedy is really hard, and John Cena doesn't do good comedy. At all. Like, he thinks he's being clever and cute and whatnot. And you can be those things and still be PG. So, the problem is that it just isn't funny.
No.
You know, so, like, when he was making his points, I thought he was fine. But then when he tried to be funny, it's just like, dude... The Rock and photoshopping in a Shih Tzu, I'm like, seriously, dude? So that was one of those things where I thought he started off okay, but then he went to the props. So, like, it went good, and then it just went bad. It's just like, ah. And it kind of goes to that whole serious, not serious thing. Like, you're acting like you're not, and you made that point, too. You're acting like you're not serious. Like, the beginning of it was serious. Like, he kind of cut to the chase, and like I said, like, I thought it was funny of him to kind of go rap department again. But, yeah, I guess that's my take. I can't really say anything more on it.
See, and I understand where you're getting at with, you know, he didn't want to come, he didn't like the rap, so you go ahead and do that again. My problem is, it's the same, it's my problem with, like, when they had the, not the ECW pay-per-view, what the hell was it, it was TNA's Hardcore Revolution, or whatever it was called, okay? It was a bunch of guys playing a character, and it was sad. You got, like, the fake Blue Meanie, which is a bad example in this case, but you've got guys coming out who haven't done these, who haven't wrestled in a while, who don't do these characters, are overweight, they're not like you remember it. And that's the best point of this is, what Cena's doing is he's trying to be his little thug-life-ish character, but then at the end of it, he gives you that little wink and a smile, like, haha, I'm not really that character. It's like, commit to one or the other. You
gotcha.
Can't go back and you can't go back and forth in this. But then it plays the biggest fundamental problem with John Cena to begin with is nothing is serious for him. He doesn't take anything seriously. Now I'll be curious to see what he says Friday, how he acts and what he does, because that's the biggest problem I have is nothing matters. No matter what happens, nothing bad is going to happen to Cena. You know, and you know why nothing's gonna bad is gonna happen? It's because he's never gonna act like it's bad. And him coming out, and you know, it would have been pretty cool for him to come out and be like, you know what, you don't like rap? Well, I don't care what you think, or just be standoffish about it, be a dick about it. But the last thing you do is come out and go, well, I'm gonna do it as hip hop. Wink, wink. Ugh. Okay. If he would have just come out and been like, dude, I don't care what you say. And him saying dude really irritates me, too. I say it a bunch of times, but for me it sounds natural. For John Cena, it just sounds forced. Like, he can't just, I guess he can't use pal or buddy or something. But, I don't know, just him saying dude just doesn't fit at all. I mean, kind of the story with everything else with him, I guess.
Right.
But you nailed it when you said, you know, you can say he eats my shit zoo. And you know what? That's actually kind of a wink in a good way, because you know it's a PG show, and it's not a show you can say shit on anyways. So, you know, get around to saying shit zoo. Cool. And then you show that dumb fucking Photoshop. And then I didn't look at this, and I don't think this is...
Oh, what? I feel like an idiot for not thinking of the fact that he was replacing shit with shih tzu for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. Does that change your opinion at all?
No, it's still unfunny.
Yeah, well, and then he follows it up with the pearl necklace thing, which, all joking aside, I don't get.
Yeah,
I mean,
that...
Did you beat someone up and then jack off on them? I mean... I don't remember doing that. You ran because you didn't want to get caught.
Yeah, yeah. No, I never did that.
I missed out. I don't know.
to the victor goes the spoils, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. but no. No, so I guess that's where it loses me. I didn't take the time because I'm at work. I can't look up giving a guy a pearl necklace at work on Google because, come on, we all know what's going to show up. So, no, it was that. And then you can do the pearl necklace thing, but then when he pulls the pearls out, I was like, oh, my God. Then he goes and pulls out a T-shirt. And the best part of that promo was whoever yells, man, you brought props. And I was like, you know what? That guy nailed it. You've got Carrot Top taking on George Carlin. You want to put it in those terms. You got Gallagher taking on Richard Pryor. And it doesn't work. It doesn't, I mean... John Cena, if you're going to do this sort of thing, you have to have John Cena come out and speak as John Cena, not the Thugonomics John Cena, or Dr. Thugonomics, or the Marine John Cena, but John Cena, the guy who's been around WWE for 6 years, 5 years, something like that.
I think it's been longer than that.
Well, they were around at the same time, weren't they? For 1 year or two, 1 or 2 years, I think.
Well, he's been away for 7.
Okay, so yeah, so Cena would. Oh yeah, god damn, it's been that long.
Holy shit. That's what he said.
Well, see, I guess I'm enraged having to listen to John Cena, and I know The Rock said it, whatever. But you have to come out and say, you know what, Rock? I'm doing the same thing you did. I'm doing what you should have done, you know, or what you could have done, but you chose to leave. And he can. Cena's got enough ammunition, and they're feeding each other just enough to leave it so that you're like, okay, that little nugget's still on the table. I'll run with that part of it.
Yeah, I guess that's the other thing, and I hadn't thought about that part, is that I think all the points that I was thinking of, aside from the whole bringing it via satellite, were he didn't mention almost any of the points, really, that he could have. Cena did, so... But then again, like, if they keep on going with this, it becomes a problem to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really becomes a problem, because it's just like, okay, like, the screwing around is done. If we have 3 Raws left, let's hit these hard. It's Cena, Miz. You really have to go for it now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it does kind of leave Cena looking more than a bit like an idiot.
Yeah, see, to me, this is something that should have happened with a confrontation at SummerSlam. And I'm going to steal part of Eric's idea again this week. And then have, if you can somehow work it out, have a match at 28, at WrestleMania 28. You know, start this verbal stuff here and there. Not going into the biggest show where there's no payoff, because I can't imagine they're going to allow The Rock to go over on John Cena. You know, like rock bottom him out of the blue or something.
No, right.
You know, WWE makes a lot of money for a reason, because they're not stupid, as much as we all want to say they are. I can't imagine them feeding John Cena to The Rock, because that's essentially what it would be. He gives Cena the rock bottom on the people's elbow. All right, say this is how it works out. Cena has to get at least... one point out of this. So The Rock's up 4-0. We're going to score at hockey terms. He's got to get at least a shootout win or shootout loss, you know? Push it there. Speak as John Cena, not as these dumbass characters. And go, you know what? I went and made a movie called 12 Rounds. And I was here every week. I went and made The Marine. I was here every week, which wasn't true. But... I went and made Legendary. I was here every week. I was here for these people that you claim to love. Something like that.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a big hole that they could go with, and they haven't.
Mm-hmm. But then, even saying that, though, doesn't make The Rock look bad. Because The Rock can sit there and go, you know what? I already told you I accomplished all my goals. He's like, I held every championship possible. I held every championship possible multiple times. And it was time for a new challenge. It was time for a new adventure. And maybe you're happy with being. I mean, this shit writes itself. This is easy. But.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well.
But then, like I said, it just really just puts too much on that.
Yeah.
You know, too much on them at this point.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It just really, I've said it already, but they really need to go with the other two guys at this point.
Oh yeah. It's time to run with Cena, Miz. But it's not going to be that easy. It can't be, unless and this is going to sound strange, but only way I can think of getting out of it is to have Rock and Cena on Raw. And you put your Miz or Cena feud on SmackDown. I know that sounds like a weird plan, but they kind of started doing that this week already by having Miz show up on SmackDown, or Cena showing up on SmackDown. Kind of like how they were having Del Rio show up all the time for Royal Rumble.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
no, I mean, they could do it if they wanted to.
I mean, something's got to change.
Brand swapping happens a whole lot this time of the year.
Yeah, well, it happens all the time, really. So
nah, they do a pretty solid job of limiting it after April.
Yeah, but... All right, well, I think, you know, we kind of exhausted some of this stuff. And probably exhausted everybody else. So I guess we left a little bit on the table for next week. Possibly if someone wants to get together and talk about some other stuff later on in the week. I know we didn't get to some of the stuff we had written down, so... But I think that's a good solid 50 for everybody listening at home. So,
yep.
All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here because Mother Nature's calling as well, and that's not going to be pretty, I don't think. So, but all right, guys. Well, yeah. So yeah, that's the show. Thanks for listening. Try and get all the links included. If not, you have Google. So yeah, there you go. Oh, and don't forget the big 11 every week. I guess you, me, and Eric are going to have to talk about that, figure out what we're going to do with it, and then, yeah, we'll just go from there. So, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time I'm on.
Okie doke, grandkids. No matter where you are, grab your sippy time beer, and it may it be Irish here soon. And have a good night.